Hey guys, it's Pastor Jeff Durbin with Apologia Church, Apologia Radio, and Studios. I'm here to talk to you today about Summer White. Yes, Summer White, the offspring of Dr. James White. She has a wonderful, delicious new show and website. You can go to sheologians.com. Check her out. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Make sure you guys rate it. Leave a comment. Let people know about this amazing show with Summer White and Joy Temby, the girl from Apologia Radio. That's right. Two classy, wonderful, Jesus-loving women talking about solid theology, talking about God and the world. You don't want to miss it. Sheologians.com is where you go. And don't forget, if you're blessed by the ministry of Sheologians, Summer White and Joy Temby, make sure you guys help it happen. Go to patreon.com/sheologians. patreon.com/sheologians. Offer some monthly support. If you love solid theology and ladies, you should support the ministry and the work of Sheologians. It's two ladies talking about the Lord, the Word of God, and the world. It's a study of God. They're talking about amazing things, and sometimes they even talk about feminism, and they critique that in light of God's Word. So it might just be a study of the grave. That was actually a theological nerd joke right there. Some of you guys may have caught it. You might want to catch up. It was pretty good. So if you love the ministry of Summer White and Joy Temby, you should support at patreon.com/sheologians. They would be blessed. We would be blessed. We would be grateful. Continue to pray for the work and the ministry at sheologians.com.
Have you had your soup today?
The cold, crisp taste of Coke is so satisfying, it keeps me from eating something else that might really add those pounds.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Sheologians. We're here on this lovely Friday, whatever day you're listening to, afternoon to put the she in sherbert.
Good one.
Thank you.
I like it.
And hey, Joy's back in studio.
I am. I'm back.
Your favorite.
I'm no longer in the Midwest.
I'm so thankful. Our last two episodes were like church skits or something.
I know.
Like
they're mildly... But now we can actually look into each other's eyes.
I know.
While we...
Everything
record this.
Everything is better. we're a duo again, and I like
I know.
It. And actually, today we have a guest. Well, I would say we're like the trifecta.
With, I like it
with her here.
That's wow,
a, that's
yeah.
a trifecta.
No,
that's,
I like
that's
that.
Not just a
that's
trio.
That's way better.
Yeah. So today in studio we have the lovely Leah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We're so excited to have you.
Thanks for having me. It's so cool hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, Leah is in town, and we decided that we needed to have her on, so here we are.
Cannot miss the opportunity to wrangle her into a show.
Right.
When you have her.
Yes.
So, Leah, for the sad, sad people who don't know who you are and have missed out on you all these years, what do you do?
Oh, I am crazy, apparently.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
All
you
the
fit
best
in.
People are.
Yeah.
All the best people are.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of known online as Leah McHenry. That's my stage name that I go by for music and for everything and for, you know, it's the internet. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm a mom. I have 5 kids under the age of 10. So clearly insane.
Yeah.
And
they're really cute.
Thanks.
They're awesome.
Homeschool them. And I'm a recording artist, singer, songwriter, and then also turned entrepreneur. So, and now I teach musicians marketing and how to build their fan base online and do all of that, because that's what I've been doing, building my fan base online without touring, because, you know, hence all the children at home.
Right.
So I had to figure out how to do that.
Right. That's a big tour bus.
Yes, it would be.
With all those kids.
And I fully plan on doing that one day, too. I think that would be a lot of fun.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure
yeah.
your kids would love that. That would be, I mean, what a way to
grow up.
Grow up,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I know people actually do that. they like grow up on buses and right. travel, and they're like, they're crazy homeschoolers. So yeah. I feel like you would fit right in.
Yeah. Yeah. Just add a whole bunch of instruments and crew members. And I don't know, probably need a few buses, but
right. right. Yeah. Like a little entourage.
Pretty much.
Of, right. A little procession of you guys right. going yeah. down the road.
Yeah. So you've also written a book, right?
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Diapers, Dishes, and Dominion. So that was that was published by American Vision, I think maybe 5 years ago, something like that.
Sounds
I think
right.
I only had about 3 kids. Maybe I was pregnant with a 4th at the time.
Okay. Only 3.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and that was really the last time. I mean, you and I have talked here and there since then, a little bit. But that was really the last time that you and I ever had like a long conversation. So tell us kind of what's changed since then, since the book and everything.
Yeah, because back then, and I'd say, I mean, I am like, I'm still there, like theologically, like everything, you know, as right. far as like, you know, dominion and like, that's what I'm doing right now, actually, as an entrepreneur is right. we are... not taking dominion, but like exercising dominion in an area where it's highly abandoned.
Okay.
And so like that book was
the
really
home specifically, is that what you mean?
Well, in the home and in the music realm, really, okay. you know, so that book for me, like I wrote that with the, as far as audience in mind, I was thinking of like friends and family members who had never, you know, were not interested in theology, were not interested in the future, or like they never would study an eschatology book.
Right.
They would never, like, if you said the word theology, they'd be like, oh, just love on people, just right. love on people,
yeah,
you
right.
know, that's all they talk about. And so I'd like, how could I tell my story in a way where it's like, this is how real this is for me. Like, the thought that the world could end and that it would all, you know, like just doom and gloom and antichrist, all that right. stuff, like that actually affected me as a mother. It affected me as a wife. It affected me as a person. How can I tell that story and like connect those dots for people and help them understand that your view of the future affects your right now and affects how we're teaching our kids. It affects the decisions we make for like education and everything. It really is all encompassing. So that's what that book was really about. And obviously, even at the time, that was kind of ambitious for me to like be writing a book at a young age with a bunch of little kids. Like even then, I'm just like, whoa.
Right.
But, you know, and since then, you know, things have just, wow, what a journey since then. Like there are times where I would pick up the book and be like, I should read this book. I need to read this book. You know how it is. And I'm sure it's the same way for pastors out there who have to preach Sunday after Sunday. A lot of times they're preaching to themselves, right?
Right.
And like a lot of times you feel sometimes like I'm the biggest hypocrite of them all.
Right.
Sure. Right.
Yeah.
Everybody who has a public platform feels that way, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and so there have been days where I'm just like, you know, I need to remind myself of these very things. And so, yeah, since then, we've been on a crazy journey. And I've always had kind of a business entrepreneurial mind, but didn't know how I could put that into practice, especially with being a stay-at-home mom and all that. We were single income and things are just tight, like on a construction wage. And in BC, where we're from, everything is so, the economy is very tied to what's happening in construction around there. So the minute the work is gone, we're just like, crap.
What do we do?
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So the last couple of years, I started learning how to build a bit of a fan base around the world with my music, because that's really been my hobby mm-hmm. and my go-to is just like being a recording artist. I write songs. I'd write them in my basement forever if nobody ever heard them, kind of thing. Like,
right.
Right.
It's one of those things.
You like it no matter what.
Exactly. And I just do it to stay human. And and then, you know, I started learning like my fan base is not in US and Canada. A lot of them are in Europe. And so like, I just know the music I like listening to in the same genre is not here. So it kind of forced me to look at how can I reach more people online while I'm at home changing diapers?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How can I even do that? And so it kind of forced me to start studying a little bit about business and marketing and looking at what other businesses who are crushing it online, how can I apply that in what I'm doing in my music? And being that I'm totally breaking all the rules and I'm not going on tour. I'm not shaking, like I'm still in my pajamas making music at home.
Right.
So how do I do that? And so that led me to really basically taking the, I started getting some royalty money coming in, like, pretty consistently. And so I started taking that money, even when we were broke. Like, we were actually at one point living off of my royalties when things got really tight financially. Right. We were living off of my royalties, buying groceries and diapers with it. And then, like, in between, I would take that money and I would invest it into my education. Like, I started taking marketing business courses. So, and then from there, after taking all those courses, I ended up writing an ebook on just my process and what I'd done thus far. Like, well, people started asking me, well, how are you even getting royalty money? Like, when there's Spotify and there's all these streaming sites, like, how are you even doing that and not even going on tour? And so then I kind of systematized what I had been learning. So I put it into an ebook. Then I realized nobody wants to read an ebook. They want a course. They want a video course.
Right.
Like, flesh that out. So that's what I did. And at that point, even with my royalty money, I bought some camera, some, like, really some cheap, like, backdrops from eBay, like, okay, photo backdrops and a tripod. And then Steve's like, my husband was like, you know, maybe I'm supposed to, like, help you do that thing. Like, why didn't we think of this before? Both of us had a light bulb moment. We're like, oh my goodness, why? Like, I had an income coming in that was starting to scale a little bit. And I thought, well, I'm just going to take this to the next level if I can. But then Steve, my husband, he was just like, I should be joining you in that. That kind of blew my mind right then and there, because all this time, even with, like, writing diapers, dishes, Dominion, all that, in my mind, I don't know where I got this idea from, but it was like, oh, the men, they have to have the idea, they have to have the dream, and I'm supposed to be the help me and follow their dream. Right. And here, this is, like, my dream. And he's like, well, this makes more sense profitable, like, profitability wise, like, it makes more sense for me to, like, let's go down that avenue together.
Right.
Well, that blew me away.
Right.
And it's still kind of sinking in. And then we took that the business of helping other musicians market their music, and we took that to a 7-figure business in a year, which was wild.
Right.
Wild. And so it was like the second we became a team and I stopped and I changed my expectations of what I thought the box was.
Yeah.
Things just exploded. Like, right. God blessed us so much in such a short amount of time.
Right. Well, I mean, it was still his leadership. Like, that's really awesome. So he's coming alongside you. But he was the one that saw, like, look what's happening here, and let's follow each of our, like, giftings.
Exactly.
Because, you know, you had the vision, and it sounds like he had the gifting to, like, take the marketing of it and put feet on it and help make that happen. And that maybe that's your area too, or no?
Well, this really was very interesting for us in a marriage situation and starting to work together, because you need 4 types of people to make a business successful. You need a visionary, you need a processor, you need an operator, and you need a synergist. A synergist is like the kumbaya person. They just get along with everybody. They just got a real good teamwork type of feel. And so without all 4 of those people, it's very difficult to break the 7-figure mark in a business. Like, you'll just kind of stay struggling. And so we found out that, like, if you take the score or take the quiz, you'll be like a mix of several of the different ones. You know how it's like a personality, you'll be, you know,
right.
Well, I was like all like 100% visionary. Okay. And like none of the other ones. And he was an operator synergist. And we, by this time, we had a business coach, and we told him about that. He said, you guys are so blessed to be married to each other. You have no idea.
Right.
No idea. People have to go searching for those other roles and hire them and pay them a lot of money to come on board.
Right.
But you guys are married to each other. And it was so funny because some of those other Myers-Briggs are telling us we're the worst match on planet Earth.
Oh, that's funny.
They're telling us that we're the, and here we are looking at, like, no, it's exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
Yes, we have to have some maturity to learn how to, like, you know, work in this type of situation. Totally different environment from what we're used to. Like, and I didn't recognize his giftings and abilities all these years because he was at construction all day. So I didn't see how he was able to operate and manage people.
Now you see it up close.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
Yeah.
I bet that's, like, really affected your marriage too.
Totally.
I'm sure it's had its struggles, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're ready to kill each other. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But no, I love being real. And so we've had a ton of challenge, but it's, like, the funnest challenges.
Right.
It's the funnest, like, wanting to strangle each other ever.
No. Yeah. Growth comes from it.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
Growth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what would you say to, like, a mom listening to this or to a woman who has, like, the passion that you had for your music? Maybe she does have a kids at home and she wants to pursue that, but then there's also this feeling of, you know, you never want to lay down your number one ministry to your family or to whatever God has called you to in the moment for a dream. So right. What encouragement would you have for that woman?
For that woman, I would say God has a plan for you to use all your gifts and callings, and you can have more than one calling in life, but you have a primary calling, right? Which is obviously our family, our children, our husband, and serving the Lord and all that. And He can make a way for you to not have to compromise on those things. And that's what when I went into my music career, when I went into this business, I said, I'm going to keep my priorities straight. I will find a way to keep it all right. And if it doesn't work for my family, it's out. And so this whole thing that we've built was from home, actually partially out of a bedroom and partially out of a corner of our garage. We're still living in a very small, tiny house with no dishwasher and pink carpet, which I hate. I'm very upset about the pink carpet. No. but we're there, and we made it work with the priorities in mind. I do believe that's part of the reason why God has allowed us, or he is the one that gives the power to gain wealth and take it away. He sets up kings and removes them. It's all Him. But you know, when you know that you make the decision from the beginning to keep those priorities, he will make a way. And also, there's so much you can do on the internet that you don't even have to leave your house.
Right.
So whether it's building a fan base, if you're musically inclined, or building a business or doing a podcast, like all this stuff can be done in your pajamas.
Yeah. I'm in my pajamas right now. Kind of.
Perfect.
Am I lying? No one knows. Everyone paused. Right. They looked at me like, wait, did you sleep in that last night? I'll never tell.
We'll never tell. I was going to ask you, okay, so we kind of touched on this a little bit already. And I don't know what our time is at right now, but
this will be the last one, and then we'll do our awesome podcasting tips.
Okay, cool. So I was going to ask you so you said that it kind of blew your mind when this whole thing started like happening. So was there any specific thoughts you had, like traditions that you had that you thought, like in terms of like the roles between husband, wife, and everything? Like, was there something that you, what's the biggest tradition that was broken? Like, sort of a weird thought that you realize, like, that's not actually, like, in scripture or anything.
Right.
I just thought that for some weird reason.
I think it was that the man has to be the primary breadwinner. I don't think I consciously was like, that's how it has to be. But I think that is for sure something that got messed up in my head for a lot.
Right.
And I mean, yeah, now we're doing it together, but initially it was just me doing this and pursuing this and making up my mind. We've got to get out of this financial situation. What can I do? And I'm going to take this little amount of information I have that's worked for me, and I'm going to monetize it, and I'm going to find a way to do it. Like, it was really me pursuing that and going, what can I do to help this situation? For me, it was an act of desperation, because I couldn't go on anymore. It was do or die.
Right.
Like, we were going backwards. And actually, we were advised to file bankruptcy because of Canadian taxes are so bad. So I was like, no way, I'm not going to let that happen. So when I started, you know, breaking some of those traditions in my own mind, you know, it made me reexamine even Proverbs 31. I had to even just like look at that and go, that's still biblical.
Right.
I'm not like an unbiblical wife for trying to help out and, you know, and carve a new path here. And my husband was like, and I wasn't doing it like I'm doing this separate from you either.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know,
he supported you.
Especially
he was
now,
with you.
Yeah.
You are doing it together.
Yeah.
And then like you mentioned, because the both of you doing it together has made it more successful
than even
just you doing
totally.
It on your own.
Oh yeah. The first month we launched our marketing product for musicians, it was like, I cannot do this without you. Like, I immediately saw my husband's value, and I'm the ideas person. I'm definitely a more of a strategist. I'm a high level strategist. He's more dealing with the details okay. and managing people and hiring and just more making things work. And now we have a team. We have like 8 employees, and this thing is just like scaling like crazy, and all because, you know, I guess we were able to figure that stuff out really quickly and keep the priorities straight.
Yeah.
And God just
follow
blessed
your gifts.
It. Yeah. 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 Praise recognizing God. The giftings and then just, yeah. you know, realizing I can only do this 20% really well. So I'm just going to focus on that. You do that 20% really well. So if you focus on that and the other 80%, we hire other people and all of that stuff.
That's amazing.
That's cool. That's very
I'm
cool.
I'm so inspired. Like, I want to go, like, just work on
take
something.
Take over the world.
Like, go do something. Just work on, here I am. I don't know. I need to go work.
Take your computer to a Starbucks and just type away.
Yeah, just, rapidly, make things happen. I'm going to drag Leah along with me.
Seriously, she's motivational for sure.
Aww. So, this crazy thing has happened since we started this podcast where I get a lot of messages every day. Twitter, Facebook, the contact page on the website, and people just really want to know like about our secrets. Like
yeah.
we have lady secrets, I guess, for podcasting and the website. And so I know a lot of people, they're asking me questions about our domain and how do we self-promote and why is our podcast doing so well, which is a little rude, by the way, just this little bit, a little rude. And so the number one question that I've gotten this week is people want to know about our microphones, like what kind of microphones mm-hmm. we're using.
Are we going to tell them?
Well, I just thought it might be nice. Okay. I can't respond to all these messages individually, so right. I'm just doing it here. So anyway, I'm really not like a tech person, especially when people ask me like technical questions about the podcast. I'm like, Marcus, help. please answer these questions. But anyway, so I am flattered that people think I sound good enough that they want to know what kind of microphone I'm using. And so I'm actually, just in case you guys want to know, speaking into the horn of a unicorn.
Yep, that's it. That's
why,
our secret.
Yep, that's the microphone I use. It's
I found one. And we
yes.
talk into it.
You probably stole it from one of my songs.
Yes.
Yes. If you ever heard my music, it's pretty much unicorn land.
Yes. So when I was listening to one of your songs and I was by one of the mythical pools, mm-hmm. I think, that are depicted in your music, I found this unicorn horn. And when I started speaking into it, I hit number 2 on iTunes.
So, makes total sense to
it
me.
Makes complete
well, and
sense.
Also don't forget about the handshake that we do before
right.
we start every podcast.
Yes.
I know that it has brought us a lot of
yes.
luck, which we totally believe in.
Yes, there's 26. Luck. There's 26 different steps, and I can't tell you what they are.
Yeah, but there is like a hip bump. We can tell you that much, but we're not going to tell you anything else.
Told you not to tell him about step number 15. And if we mess it up, then we have to start over again, or the podcast is going to be as good as a church skit.
Right. Marcus gets really annoyed.
He gets annoyed and anxious. He's like, this is going to be terrible. You messed up step number 17. So do we have any other tips for people that want to do a podcast?
There's like editing tips, I think.
Oh,
what's
okay.
our editing process?
Yeah, our editing process.
I mean, honestly, like, Marcus knows more about it, but I know that it has something to do with like, you know, putting everything all into like a zip drive and then like
right.
giving
duct
that.
Tape.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
We give it to like a Dove.
Oh, the Dove. Right. The Dove takes it.
The Dove takes
it. After we record.
And then I actually don't know where the Dove. I'm sure Marcus would know more about it.
Marcus knows
so
where the Dove lands.
Essentially, when the Dove comes back, it returns that drive to us, we just load it
we
up.
Just load
like,
it.
Just
That's
upload it
do.
To the internet.
Yeah.
So the Dove.
Yeah, you got to get yourself a really good Dove. And then your podcast will be successful. No,
I
but
love
really.
You guys.
Okay. Leah, do you actually have any one piece of social media advice to someone who is just starting up?
Yeah. It's really hard to be serious now, but. I love you guys. This is awesome. My next album cover is going to be a unicorn horn.
Please.
Yeah.
And there has
and
to
you're
be a
singing
dove.
Into it.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's how you got your musical talent, mm-hmm. was from this horn. Great.
Exactly.
So this is how seriously we take things.
That's why you're number two.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, but do you really, one thing, if someone came up to you and said, Leah, like, what is the one thing I need to start doing differently? One piece of advice.
One thing that just really pops into my mind is the saying, I don't know who came up with it, but the riches are in the niches. So whatever product or service you're going to offer, you can't offer to everybody. And with the internet being, it's like a giant needle in a haystack for everybody if you're trying to offer something. So dig down into a niche, like a certain audience that you want to serve, and help them, because that will help them find you, actually. So like Sheologians is a niche or niche, right, however you want to say it, for sure. And it's actually, I would almost dig into micro niche, because you're Reformed here. Mm-hmm. So you're not just Christian, you're Reformed.
Yeah.
And so that's digging even deeper, right? So it helps people find you and stand out. And that's one of the reasons I think you guys are doing great, like right out of the gate.
Right.
So yeah.
Awesome.
Something to think about.
That's awesome. Brilliant. Yeah. So thank you so much for being here. Where can people find you? Where can we point people to?
Oh, they can find me if they're looking for my music. It's Celtic metal. So if you're a fan of Celtic metal.
I am.
Okay. Yeah. If you like Hobbits and you like Enya and you put them together in the same room,
brilliant,
that's what you'll get. You can find me on Facebook.
Okay.
It's Leah the Music. Like if you go facebook.com/ Leah the Music, or if you just look me up, Leah all caps, that's my music page.
Okay.
And if you're interested in like marketing music and that kind of stuff, you can go to savvymusicianacademy.com.
Brilliant.
Awesome.
So we also have a guest on next week. And I'm really excited about it. So if you have not yet, go to sheologians.com and check out my review of Eve in Exile, because Rebecca Merkel is going to be on next week. And yes. I need to calm down because I'm like fangirling a little bit. Like I'm like embarrassed to talk to her. I'm so excited, which is really sad. But
it's going to be perfect.
It happens to the best of us.
It does.
And it's happening to me right now.
Right.
Not that I'm the best of us. What just happened? Anyway.
I didn't take it that
okay.
way.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure that we chatted a little bit too much, but hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And Leah, we just loved having you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome.
It was so fun.
I know we're going to probably talk more here once we're stopped recording.
So the dove is waiting for us. So
right. So the dove is also saying to check out sheologians.com.
Yes.
The website and then the blog.
Yes.
Is there Summer's blog?
Yes.
So check both of those things out. Download our episodes and rate us on
iTunes
and comment.
Leave a review.
On your rating, yes.
Leave a nice one.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing.
Joy
is Summer,
likes the not nice ones.
I like the ones that are kind
of fuel for the fire, right?
Well, and I like the well thought out. I mean, I just like all
she
the
likes
ones.
Constructive criticism and deconstructive.
I mean,
criticism.
Honestly, most of it's not all that constructive. Most of it's like, that doesn't even like people will write like, you're stupid. And
right.
Like, okay, cool. All right, good. That didn't really help me build myself as a person or anything.
Your review did help us build our base. So
right,
thank you.
Exactly. Anyway.
All right. Have a good week. We'll see you next Friday.
Thanks, guys.